This is an iHeart podcast.
You don't have to dip forever. You know that, right? You don't have to smoke forever. And the reason I say it like that is I have been that guy. I've been that guy. I dipped for so long. And what would happen is I would decide I'm going to quit. Oh, that's bad for me. I'm going to quit. I'm a man. I don't need any help. I'm just going to quit cold turkey. And I would fail time and time and time again. I tried things like the patch. That didn't work. Gum, sunflower seeds. I tried it all. It's just a matter of finding the right thing to help you quit. That's Jake's Mint Chew. Go, put in your dip. Just make sure it's Jake's Mint Chew. It's tobacco-free. It's nicotine-free. It's even sugar-free. And I highly recommend, just a personal choice, I highly recommend their CBD pouches because it really helps take that extra edge off. Get a jakesmintchew.com. That's jakesmintchew.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse at checkout. When you do that, you get 10% off. You know, your house smells. Don't get mad. My house smells too. I'm not indicting you. I'm sure you keep a clean home, but just time means you're going to acquire smells, whether those are cooking smells that get in your paint, your carpet. Maybe they're animal smells. Maybe you're a smoker or someone else was. Just living creates smells. I didn't realize that my home had a smell to it until I got my first Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the greatest air purifier I've ever owned in my life. This thing, I had it plugged in for 2 hours. I came back in the room and my air smelled so clean. I now own 3 of them. I'm not making that up. This thing has absolutely changed me on top of what it's done for my allergies. Go get one. Get 2. Be like me and get 3. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse. That gets you $10 off and free shipping. EdenPureDeals.com, promo code Jesse. Why do Democrats always miss the mark when it comes to a mass shooting or a Memorial Day? Why do they miss the mark? Is it because they're terrible people? No. I mean, they are, but stop. I'll explain to you why they miss the mark every single time. Plus, Black Lives Matter going down and some great guests tonight on I'm Right.
And just ask any Marine today, would she rather carry 20 pounds of batteries or a rolled up solar panel? And I am positive she will tell you a solar panel, and so would he.
Okay. Let's do the impossible right now. You and I have to do the impossible. We're going to set aside the cringe factor of how lame that... Is it even okay to call that a joke? And how lame that was? We'll set that aside for a moment. Set that aside. Let's go through a couple things we saw. It was just Memorial Day weekend, right? We honored the fallen. Did a special here on the first for it. Hope you watched that. Hope you enjoyed it. But that's a day to honor the fallen, right? It's a solemn day where we think about people who died to make sure we can live free, and we honor them. All right, so you just heard what Kamala Harris said to a graduating class bunch of Marines. Very cringe, not the time to put politics into anything. Do we have to do the women power? Just get up and give a speech, right? Well, there's more. Kamala Harris caused a little bit of a dust up on social media when she threw a tweet up going into the weekend that was, of course, just a picture of herself, of course, in a pearl necklace, saying, enjoy the long weekend. Joe Biden did the same thing. Not just Kamala, President of the United States, put up a tweet saying, stay cool this weekend, folks, going into Memorial Day weekend. Now, these are not world-ending things. These are not life-ending controversies. And I don't get offended. I realize a bunch of people were offended, so I'm not offended by it. But obviously, it's pretty cringeworthy, and they really missed the mark, right? I mean, they just got blasted all across social media. This is inappropriate. It's not about a long weekend. It's not about ice cream. What are you doing? I'm about to explain to you why they miss the mark all the time. All the time. You ready? Here's the best way I can explain it. Are you religious, devoutly religious. And if you aren't, that's fine. Do you know somebody who is? Somebody who's a devout Christian or Jew or Muslim or something like that? I mean devout. Do they look at the world the same way you look at the world? Or do they look at the world through the lens of their religion at all times? You know, I'll speak for born-again Christians. Everything is about Jesus, right? Everything is. That's how they look at the world. It's central to who you are. It's central to your worldview. It would never occur to you in any situation, if you were a born-again Christian, to set aside Jesus. Jesus, wait in the car if you don't mind. I'm going to a barbecue. That's not how it works, right? It's with you at all times. That is the best way I can explain to you why Democrats miss the mark all the time. Because communism is their religion. It is not a political ideology. It is their religion. They carry it around with them everywhere they go. They could no more set it aside than the Christian can set aside Jesus. They can't do it. It would be like asking them to remove their head and still carry on. Have you ever known? Maybe you know one personally in real life. You know any Democrats in real life? I'm assuming you do. I would assume you do. I know some. I know a couple. Now, obviously, I'm in the suburbs of Texas, so I'm not in the most heavily Democratic area. It's pretty much Republican, but there are some Democrats in the neighborhood. We get together as a neighborhood all the time. It's just one of those types of places. Halloween, everyone gets together. July 4th, everyone gets together. Random crawfish season, everyone gets together. Everyone's always getting together as neighbors. You know what everyone does when the Democrats walk in? The one or two that walk in, everyone goes, oh, gosh. Why? It's not as if they're bad people. Why does everyone do that? It's not even because they're Democrats. It's because we know it's about to get political. Because believe it or not, I don't talk politics when I'm off work. I talk politics for 3 hours on the radio every day and an hour on TV. When I stop talking politics and paying attention to politics, it's about 5.5 seconds after this earpiece comes out of my ear. I have other parts of my life I enjoy. Family, food, friends, things like that. I don't live this. They're not that way. We'll be in a party talking about kids or a car or a job. Someone will come strolling right up without a second thought. The Democrat, without a second thought, will come rolling right up. Can you believe what Trump did? But whoa. Even if he did something dumb, why are we doing that? It's the weekend. Go get a beer. What? Why? It's not because it's a bad person. They couldn't leave their God at home. That's why Barack Obama missed the mark on every mass shooting ever. I will always detest him for this. Because now it's become mainstream. You just expect it out of all Democrats. They all do it now. There'd be a horrible mass shooting. And before the bodies were cold, Barack Obama would run to the microphone. You know, instead of offering condolences, prayers for the family, let's all just come together and mourn. We have to get guns. Why do we still have guns? This is guns. Immediately gun grabbing when people are dying. The parents, spouses are getting the worst phone call you could ever imagine. Imagine that phone call. And while they're getting the phone call, your son is gone. The president of the United States is on TV politicking, talking about guns. Completely inappropriate. I freaked. Everyone freaked out every time he did it. Well, why? In the wake of a mass shooting, do you expect Barack Obama to set aside his God? It's his God. Why did Kamala Harris, well, her staffers, miss the mark on social media? Why did Joe Biden's staffers miss the mark on social media on Memorial Day so badly? It's not because they're bad people. I mean, maybe they are bad people. I don't know. But I'm a bad person. I can't judge them for that. It's because they see the whole world through that lens. Kamala Harris can't get up in front of a graduating class and just give a Marine Corps good job, rah, rah, pro-America speech. She can't set her politics aside. She has to bring it out there with her because it's her God. I think the sooner you understand that, the easier it will be to take everything they do. I wasn't shocked. I wasn't shocked they missed the mark. When you see the world through a prism, and it's a prism of a false God, the false God of communism, everything you see is going to be wrong, right? It'd be like seeing the whole world through the cloudiest glasses ever. You're never going to have a clear picture of what's right and what's wrong, of what priorities should or shouldn't be, because you're looking through a cloudy lens. That's what's wrong with them. Remember that, it'll always stay with you. Speaking of communists, Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors is stepping down to focus on other projects. Now, I want you to remember something before we talk about the other projects. I want you to remember how this was sold to you. Not only by the system, well, actually by the system, including half the Republican Party at least, in the wake of George Floyd's death, the entire system told you that black people in America were brutally oppressed by racist police officers across the country, and you have some special privilege if you're white or something like that. And it was all this bunch of white guilt crap. And that we have to get behind Black Lives Matter to improve the lives of black people. They are oppressed here, and we have to improve their lives. That's what we were told. In fact, we were waterboarded with that message by every part of the system in the wake of George Floyd's death. Well, what we know now, we went over the stats, I believe it was on a show we did last week, the crime stats in the black parts of the inner cities are through the roof. Black people are dying in droves now because of the insane defund the police, throw handcuffs on the police movement that came directly from Black Lives Matter and all the people who got on their knees in front of it. But there is one black person who's doing all right. Patrice Cullors, she's stepping down to focus on her second book and a multi-year TV development deal with Warner Brothers. That's right. You see, poor black people in big cities, they may be dying, getting robbed in droves. Not Patrice Cullors. She's driving that fancy car up to her fancy Los Angeles mansion, signing multi-year TV deals and writing her second book. You see, people talk a lot about communists and how disgusting and horrible they are. I know I do. But remember something about communists. Mao never missed a meal. While 70 million of his countrymen were being slaughtered, some starved, most starved, Mao was eating steak dinners every single night. Patrice Cullors? Oh, she hopped off the Titanic as it's easing down into the water. Less than half the country sees BLM as favorable. That's down 13% since May 2020. And only 16% of Republicans have a favorable view of BLM, which is down from 36% last year. I just want to point out, 36% of Republicans last year were fooled into all that white guilt crap. Don't let that happen again, please. Don't let that happen again. That was my frustration during COVID. And it was my frustration in the wake of George Floyd's killing. People and their white guilt sensibilities and their go along with the crowd sensibilities, the right's inability, unwillingness to hold the line, that's what doomed us. That's what doomed us. The left didn't need to fool the whole right. All they needed was just to grab a little portion of it. Let's find the weakest portion of it and convince them that COVID's gonna kill everyone. Lock down or we'll all die. Convince just a little portion of the Republican Party. Police really are racist, right? I mean, we need federal police reform. Are you racist? Why don't you agree with that? And they, okay, whatever you need. That's all they needed was a portion. We have a lot of gutless cowards in our midst, and they've cost a lot of lives and a lot of livelihoods. How are we doing today? Well, we have domestic terrorist group Black Lives Matter. Yeah, it's backed by the United States of America. Black Lives Matter flags flying at U.S. embassies around the world. Around the world. How badly is the organization crumbling? You see, it's a communist organization, so in the end, it will go down. Well, don't take it from me. Take it from this insider who just resigned saying, whoa.
In 2015, I was a founder of Black Lives Matter in St. Paul. I believe the organization stood for exactly what the name implies. Black lives do matter. However, after a year on the inside, I learned they had little concern for rebuilding black families. and they cared even less about improving the quality of education for students in Minneapolis. That was made clear when they publicly denounced charter schools alongside the teachers' union. I was an insider in Black Lives Matter, and I learned the ugly truth. The moratorium on charter schools does not support rebuilding the black family, but it does create barriers to a better education for black children. I resigned from Black Lives Matter after a year and a half.
Okay. One, I'm going to go ahead and give the man credit. It's tough to own up to mistakes, right? I mean, I've never made one, so I wouldn't know, but it's difficult to own up to mistakes. Hey, I screwed up. That's on me. That's a hard thing, especially for dudes. I can't speak for women. For dudes, that's a tough thing to do. So I do want to give him credit for that. But to him and to everyone else who was fooled, that whole disrupt the nuclear family thing, that shocked you? It was on the front page of their website. Remember, I pointed it out to you on this show 100 times. It was right on their website. It was right on the issues page. Why are people shocked when they discover easily available information? But I will give Black Lives Matter credit for one thing. The most cleverly named group in the history of all the communist groups. Who didn't get white guilted into? Who would deny that Black Lives Matter? Of course it must be a civil rights group, right? Disgusting. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I'm right. Now, I talked to you a lot about home title theft. I don't want you to experience what I experienced, opening up my email one day and seeing my home title? And I didn't sign that. Why is my signature on it? Don't take it from me how easy this is, how devastating this is. Listen to the guy who's doing 25 years in the federal clink for it.
Nobody thinks that I can take their house and borrow against the house. Oh, no, I have title insurance for that. No, it's in my name, or he would have to get some special document. They would call me. You know, nobody's calling you. After I've stolen the title, borrowed against it, or sold the property, or done whatever I've done with it, it's 60 to 90 days to even figure out that they're the victim of this crime. You know, by that point, you start getting foreclosure notices, and you realize you've got 4 mortgages on your house. Not only that, you don't even own your home anymore. It's not even in your name.
I did want to clarify something, too. If this happens to you, if you don't get home title lock and this happens to you, there's a chance, you know, 4 mortgages, stuff like that, there's a chance you'll avoid eviction. There's a chance. Some people do get evicted, but there's a chance you can avoid it. Do you have any idea how much money you're going to spend on attorneys to avoid getting evicted from your home? Tens of thousands of dollars. Or you could just go get Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code RADIO, even get you 30 days free. HomeTitleLock.com. Go now. We got a great show for you tonight. We'll be back.
On the Jordan Harbinger Show, you'll hear amazing stories from people that have lived them, from spies to CEOs, even an undercover agent who infiltrated the Gambino crime family. You're about to hear a preview of the Jordan Harbinger Show with Jack Garcia, who did just that.
My career was 24 out of 26 years was solely dedicated working undercover. Now I walk in, I'm in the bar. Now there's a barmaid there, good looking young lady. She's serving me a drink. Hey, what would you like? My drink was give me a Kettle One martini, 3 olives, glass of water on the side. I finish the drink. The guys come in. I'm going to go in my pocket, take out the big wad of money. Bam, I give her $100. If you're with the mob, I say, hey, Jordan, you're on record with us. That means we protect you. Nobody could shake you down. We could shake you down, but you're on record with us.
For more on how Jack became so trusted in the highest levels of the Gambino organization, check out episode 392 of The Jordan Harbinger Show.
Your holster is way more important than you think it is. It's just way more important than you think it is. Look, and I get that. The holster's not the sexy part of carrying firearms, right? You want to talk about your weapon and your ammunition. You want to talk about your safety training. You want to talk about how you did at the range. Oh, look at my groups. I was doing these farrier drills today. And all that stuff's really important. I mean, really, really important. I'm not discounting that. But I've known so many people who do all those things. They take all the necessary steps, and then they carry with a holster they bought from a big box hunting store that was made 1,000 at a time. Please, don't put your life in one of those holsters. You need to trust Northwest Retention Systems because it's all custom-made gear. It's the only thing I carry around. NWRetention.com. That's NWRetention.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Get you 10% off. Newton Group Transfer. They are here to help you if you're stuck in a timeshare. These stories from people who have these timeshares and can't get out of them, they're shocking. These timeshare companies, not all of them, but so many, they get their hooks into you and you can't give them up. You can't give them up. Or they'll do things like they charge you thousands of dollars. One girl, she got past her timeshare when her mother passed away. She gets past the timeshare, doesn't want the timeshare, doesn't use the timeshare. They tell her she can get out of it for $4,000. She has to come up with a $4,000 check. This is not right. It's unjust. And Newton Group Transfers is here to help you. If you are in a timeshare and want out or know someone who is, call 888-845-3773. That's 888-84-JESSE or go to timesharejesse.com. Newton Group Transfer. They will help you out.
You planning on sending your kid to college? Just a question. No judgment here. Are you planning on sending your kids to an American university? If you are, maybe just pause that decision making until we get done with this week in wokeism. Well, I mean, maybe if you're sending your kid to college, you should avoid Villanova.
I want to say that the Marxist foundation of critical race theory is at base a spiritual concern. Marx was concerned that our modern systems were flattening that humanity and alienating us from the creative endeavors that we were, Christians would say, we were designed to emulate and to practice. So the core question for critical race theory is one of releasing people, especially people of color, especially Black people, from the oppressive systems that deny us access to our species being, including racism. It's Marxism, my point being, critical race theory's Marxism is fundamentally a spiritual concern.
Still sending your kid to school? How much you gonna pay for that? $40,000 a year, more? Gonna send them off to college and pay for your kid to get taught that? I know what you're probably thinking, Jesse, that's one of those crazy Northeast schools. My kid's going to school in the heartland where they'll get a real education. Okay, here's Oklahoma State.
Racism originates with and is perpetuated by white people. Learning Spanish from a white woman. I wish I could go back and tell my students not to learn power or correctness from this white woman. I would tell them to stand in their own power. White isn't right. We're deconstructing our emotions around acknowledging our whiteness and white privilege through the lens of grief and the process of grief. We talked about mourning our white morality. I'm holding myself accountable to this journey. Part of my accountability is to continue to struggle and grapple with my internalized white supremacy. Dismantling white supremacy in society looks like dismantling in my heart first. It means I'm not going to teach Spanish. Accountability is ongoing because there is no end to the process.
Did she just fire herself? No, you know what? We're playing it again. Give me a moment. Before we play it again, I want you to think about this. I want you to think long and hard about this, even if it's not you. There are parents out there right now stroking a check, massive checks, to send their kids off to Oklahoma State University. And these are parents, just like you, raise their kids with good values, know right from wrong. They know how blessed they are to live in America. And then you take the money you work hard for and you spend it paying this teacher to teach your kids this.
Racism originates with and is perpetuated by white people. Learning Spanish from a white woman. I wish I could go back and tell my students not to learn power or correctness from this white woman. I would tell them to stand in their own power. White isn't right. We're deconstructing our emotions around acknowledging our whiteness and white privilege through the lens of grief and the process of grief. We talked about mourning our white morality. I'm holding myself accountable to this journey. Part of my accountability is to continue to struggle and grapple with my internalized white supremacy. Dismantling white supremacy in society looks like dismantling in my heart first. It means I'm not going to teach Spanish. Accountability is ongoing because there is no end to the process.
Get your kids out of these poisonous schools. Unless your kid has to go there for a reason, for a specific reason, has his eyes or her eyes on a specific job and must have a degree, fine. Get them on and off that campus as fast as humanly possible before they uneducate your child into becoming an anti-America, self-hating monster like they're doing every single day in this country. Trade schools, go learn about them. If you know somebody who dips tobacco or smokes cigarettes, hear me out. You may have been tempted or may have committed the guilty sin of lecturing them in the past. You ever done that? What are you doing? That's bad for you. Take that out of your lip. Oh, you smell like smoke. That's gross. Okay, I understand. It's coming from a place of love and you want what's best for them. May I suggest, just a suggestion, you offer them a real solution instead? It's called Jake's Mint Chew. They have 11 different flavors of long cut. And especially for you smokers, they have 4 different flavors of the CBD pouches. It's just a little pouch you put right there in your mouth. Takes that edge off. It works. And it's tobacco free. And it's nicotine free. It's even sugar free. Maybe get them some Jake's Mint Chew instead of a lecture next time. See how effective that is. And you can save a pile of money right now. Go to jakesmintchew.com. That's jakesmintchew.com. Use the promo code Jesse. That actually gets you 20% off. All right, we'll be back. Joining me now, one of my favorite people, Dean of Business at Liberty University and former Congressman Dave Brad. Congressman, first of all, Joe Biden's DHS might be bringing deported illegal aliens back to the United States of America. I need somebody to explain this to me. There is no explanation other than they hate the country, right? There's just not another explanation for this.
Yeah, no, it's consistent with that theory. And I think the left strategy in general is just to bonk you so far and straight in the forehead that if the need be to compromise, you know, 3/4 of the way to Marxist land later on, we'll do that. But in the meantime, they're sending every signal that every illegal, every criminal, every single person they can bring across the border. Nigel Farage just recently went across the border and saw a 30 to 40 young men being recruited to be inner city drug lords, according to him. We're bringing across the border to not only sell drugs, but we're bringing in the sales force to join the crime syndicates. And so we haven't done a good enough job of getting this across to middle America. But in some ways, middle America doesn't care as much because they're hidden and protected out in the suburb. And it's just amazing that people don't love their country enough to not let any of their fellow citizens have to go through the inevitable pain they're going to suffer with these new folks coming in.
Dave, we have obviously a cringeworthy tweet over the weekend. Kamala Harris putting up something, enjoy the long weekend. We have Joe Biden saying this. I want you to watch this, and then I have a theory I want to run by you. Joe Biden saying this.
Democracy thrives when the infrastructure of democracy is strong. When people have the right to vote freely and fairly and conveniently. When a free and independent press pursues the truth, founded on facts, not propaganda. When the rule of law applies equally and fairly to every citizen, regardless of where they come from, what they look like. Excuse me.
Okay, Dave, here's my theory. My theory is that Democrats, communists is what they are. Communism is their god. And that's why they're always missing the mark on things. It wouldn't occur to Kamala Harris to put up an appropriate tweet honoring the fallen. It wouldn't occur to the president of the United States, Joe Biden, to give just a speech honoring the fallen, because he can't set aside communism any more than Dave Brack can set aside Jesus. It's your everything, right? Your whole life is viewed through that prism. That's how they view it. And that's why they always miss the mark on mass shootings, on solemn days. They can't set it aside. It's not possible for them.
Yeah, no, that's right. A lot of Americans will just give the benefit of the doubt and say, oh, they just missed it. You know, it's an innocent mistake. They have 30 to 50 media advisors on every word and every letter that goes out. So your theory is correct. It is fully intentional. And it's just a smack straight in the nose to those who have given their lives, right? It's not just Veterans Day. It's to memorialize those who have given their last full measure for the sake of the country. They died for our freedoms. And the idea that we mock this and then reelect people who mock it and take it lightly, it is just stunning to me how this has happened in this great country. I think the American people are swinging back. We're finally starting to learn about the woke, Fortune 500 firms. It takes a long time for this to seep into folks. But I saw over the weekend, unfortunately, a poll. The millennials still have Biden in the 60% doing a good job. And so, he's got $15 trillion in stimulus going in the economy for the millennials. So they think that's a good job. And again, do we care about the long-term performance of the United States of America for the rest of the world and for ourselves?
Well, do we? Because I don't think we do. Obviously, you're at one of about two good universities in the country, so I'm not indicting everybody, but I'm pretty much indicting most of them. I think we've educated generations to hate the country, and you can point to millennials, whoever it is, all day long about how damaging this policy is to America, and they would look at you and say, yeah, America sucks. It deserves it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I had a good debate with a liberal friend today on a graphic they put up earlier. And you're right. It does have to do with worldview and religion, et cetera. They don't have an alternative hypothesis, right, for religion and the fall of humanity and the fall, a weakened humanity. And so their Marxist explanation is who's to blame, and it's the white capitalist guys or something. And they actually believe that. That is their religion. And so if you look at their actions, everything does follow from that premise, the wokeness of corporations. But what doesn't follow is a deeper analysis. So all these big tech firms or whatever are paying a few charitable dollars. But are they doing anything to help the minorities in this country? Are they doing anything, systemically to help K-12 education in this country? Are they doing anything to help the Chinese Uyghurs, or are they just using cheap labor in China from the concentration camps? And so they're getting a pass, right? This idea that it is true that humanity has fallen, but it's all of us. And that's been the thesis of Western Civ, right? The Judeo-Christian tradition. We all need to work together, and we need to separate power at every turn in the Constitution to keep anyone from disproportionately punishing others. That's the genius of this humanity. The beauty of the free market system is we use self-interest to produce a beautiful outcome, even though people are still falling. And so I got into it this morning with a friend, and they didn't have an alternative hypothesis that explains anything. And that's where we're at, right? It's kind of the Judeo-Christian West with Greek reason alongside versus Marxist nihilism and nothingness. And they don't have a story that makes sense.
Congressman Dave Brad, thank you so much, Dean. I appreciate you.
Hey, appreciate you, Jesse. Thanks.
All right. You, if you're somebody who carries your weapon or owns a weapon, which I'm assuming you do you know how to use it safely? Oh, you do? So you took the time to learn how to use it safely? That's good. That's good. Are you somebody who can hit what you're aiming at? You done any practice with it? Oh, you have? Oh, that's good. So why are you doing all that work
and then carrying around your weapon in a junk holster from a big box hunting store that's going to fail you when you need it most. Go get a custom holster from Northwest Retention Systems. A custom holster. And look, it's not like you're just buying quality, although that is amazing quality. They have really cool stuff there. My personal one, it has the join or die flags all over. The ones from the American Revolution. They have 1776 holsters. They have Donald Trump holsters. Go to nwretention.com. That's nwretention.com. Use the code Jesse at checkout for 10% off. We'll be back.
I think that what we're seeing now, as Joe Biden and the administration are essentially finishing the job. And I think it'll be an interesting test. You know, 90% of the folks who were there in my administration. They are continuing and building on the policies we talked about, whether it's the Affordable Care Act or our climate change agenda and the Paris Peace Accords, and figuring out how do we improve the ladders to mobility through things like community colleges. And if, as I think they will be, they're successful over the next 4 years, I think that will have an impact. Does it override the identity politics that has come to dominate Twitter and the media and that has seeped into how people think about politics? Probably not completely, but at the margins, look, you know, if you're changing 5% of the electorate, that makes a difference.
Joining me now to talk about that, sharpest guy I know when it comes to politics, Joseph Pinion III, Republican political strategist. Joseph, I need you to level with me here because I'm the worst one to ask this question of. Do identity politics work? I hate them. I loathe them. I hate, right, a vote for me because I'm a man. Vote for me. I'm a woman. Vote for me. I'm black. Vote for me. I'm white. I'm an Indian too. I'm a Mexican too. I think that's repulsive, but it must work, right? Because apparently everyone loves them.
If you mean, do identity politics help you win elections? The answer is unfortunately yes. If you're asking if identity politics actually helps elevate the outcomes for the people who are falling susceptible to identity politics, the answer is unequivocally no. Let's be very clear. If black people having this stranglehold over the Democratic Party, so to speak, was going to result in better outcomes for black people would already have the outcomes that they seek. If having a higher number of black elected officials within the Democratic Party, having ranking membership within the Democratic Party, if that was going to alleviate all of the burdens of black people wouldn't have any remaining burdens. So this is the problem that we face right now, where people look for things that make them feel good, and then allies look for things that allow them to sleep well at night, and they actually neglect the fact that the outcomes we seek, the problems we're trying to solve, inevitably remain on the back burner because there are people who are content to pimp the pain of the average person in the name of votes and holding on to that power.
Joseph, okay, you're a Republican political strategist, so you're sitting down with candidates who hire you and say, Joseph, make me say smart things. How do you talk to a Republican about identity politics? What do you tell them to say? What do you tell them not to say? How do you even approach this?
I mean, I think the first thing that we have to do as a party is to acknowledge that the pain people are trying to describe is real, even if we disagree with the terminology that they're being used. I think we've had this conversation before. I think that we have a knee-jerk reaction to talking about things like systemic racism or talking about issues or organizations like Black Lives Matter. The people who are in the streets who say that they want Black lives to matter, they are not in the streets because they believe in Marxist ideologies. The overwhelming majority of them just want their lives to be significant. And I think if Republicans started by acknowledging that shared goal for all Americans to feel as if their life mattered, and then pivoted to the fact that for far too long, too many Americans, including black and brown people all across this nation, have seen their lives squandered because of policies when it comes to education that do not work, because of policies that when it comes to our actual workforce, that we have not provided our adults with the training they needed as children to be able to become the best version of themselves. I think we need to start understanding, if we as Republicans say that we are the Big Ten party, and that all Americans more or less want the same things, then we have to start by acknowledging the fact that the pain people are trying to describe is real, that systemic in and of itself is not a dirty word. And just because we are describing the systemic problems in education as a political problem thrust upon Black people by the Democratic Party, that does not in and of itself mean that that problem does not at its root cause become a racial one in their eyes, because at the end of the day, you have a Democratic Party that doesn't care about what the best practices are. They're more concerned about keeping those children trapped in those failing schools, in those zip codes, solely because of the color of their skin. And that, to me, is a message that I think many people can recognize as they start to examine their day-to-day life.
Joseph, I have a thing that confuses me. We have parents in this country who want a good education for their kids, as you just pointed out. You were talking about Black people, but it's all parents, right? Right. Parents want their kids to have a good education, for the most part. Unless you're a piece of crap, you want your kid to have a good education. Right. And yet our education system sucks. Year after year, we continue to fall behind other nations when it comes to things like SAT or math and science. I mean, all the STEM stuff. We're falling behind on things that make a nation a nation. So if all the parents want one and we don't have one, something's missing. What's missing?
Well, I think is an ability to step into the breach. Before people can actually be willing to listen to you, they have to trust that your outrage is rooted in sincerity. And I think the problem that we have faced as a party is that there are too often there are people within our ranks who have breached the trust by virtue of how they have discussed the issue that make us persona non grata in communities where our message and our policies can have the greatest impact. So we have to be able to go into communities and have the conversation about the fact that if you're somebody who subscribes to the catchphrase, trust the science, science is just not what occurs in a lab when it comes to having a vaccine for COVID. Science is also the scientific method of us looking at 40 years of empirical data that shows us that longer school days work, that shows us that actually being able to have more and more longer school years works, particularly for children who see that precipitous education gap grow wider in the summer months when they're not in school, in the waning hours between 4 and 6, the danger hours when they know we have children who are unsupervised going back to communities that have plenty of problems. So that's data. The data shows us what the best thing is for the children. And we just have to be able to tell people that I'm not sitting here in the name of ideology. I'm sitting here in the name of sincere concern, rooted in the fact that we've seen the outcomes that your children deserve being effectively wandering in the wilderness because of the fact that we haven't actually been able to focus on the policies that we know that will deliver them.
Speaking of trust the science, I want you to watch this video really quick of ABC's John Carl.
And yes, I think a lot of people have egg on their face. This was an idea that was first put forward by Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, Donald Trump. And look, some things may be true even if Donald Trump said them. And there was, because Trump was saying so much else that was just out of control, and because he was, making a frankly racist appeal talking about Kung Flu and the China virus.
Joseph, is anybody ever going to be held to account for all the junk science? I mean, he can say people have egg on their face now. Dr. Fauci's out with a new book today. We have a whole lot of junk science that got thrown around as fact. If everything we were told was a fact, then why aren't people dying in droves in Florida? Apparently, a lot of people were wrong about a lot of things, and nobody's going to be held to account for it.
You know, Carl Sagan famously said in his last major interview that science is more than a fixed body of knowledge. It is a way of thinking. It is clear that our way of thinking in society is broken. When you look at what happened here, we have a nation in China that lied to the world, all while they manipulated the PPE supplies required to keep themselves safe, while they put the rest of the world in grave danger. And all the while, they had an organization, they had the patina of legitimacy, the World Health Organization, telling people that this virus could not go from person to person, when internally we have documentation that says they feared it was being transferred from continent to continent at that very moment. So this is the type of reporting that you would hope that the Fourth Estate would be doing. These are individuals who have the protections codified in our Constitution, because our founders recognized just how important it was to have a fair and honest press that was above the types of restrictions that we place on the average person. And yet today, you can make the argument that the free press is doing just as much, if not more, damage to our way of life than anything that China did to us. Because if we can't sit here and say that you guys blew it, if you're going to sit here and try to make excuses and say that, oh, we didn't look into it because we didn't trust Trump, your job is not to trust anybody. Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. The job of the press is to verify and then verify again, irrespective of who it comes from. That is your job. And so we are just in a really broken place as a society, because as we fragment more and more, as we trust less and less, the opportunity for people to fill that void with nonsense that is actually not rooted in our substance, not rooted in who we are, is everywhere around us. And we see that in the continued response to this day to the fact that you can't get around the reality that the response that we had in Florida and in Texas looks like it was just about as successful as other places where we had precipitous lockdown policies that ultimately we know now, based on the data, did not make the type of improvements that you would think they were if all of these policies you put in place were so effective.
Joseph Pinion III, you're the best, my man. Thank you.
God bless you, man. Talk soon.
Dude is sharp, man. All right. You remember me talking earlier about us needing more spine there? We need people in office who actually have guts. You know, Mammoth Nation is out there finding and backing those candidates, right? They're doing the work for us. So here's what I want you to do. I'm a lifetime member of Mammoth Nation. I'm not even telling you to do that, although I'd recommend it. Go become a member of Mammoth Nation. When you do that, your money goes to those candidates running for office who actually have guts. But you get something out of it, too. It's not just it's not totally benevolent. You get a list of discounts. And I mean a laundry list of discounts, way more than I could ever list for you here. Travel, hotels, shopping, telehealth, a lot. Wireless. Go to mammothnation.com/Jesse and sign up today. Mammothnation.com/Jesse. You help save the country and save some money while you're doing it. We'll be back. Pets are funny things. Full disclosure, I've always had dogs. And then when I grew up, started my own family, never had one because I didn't want them anymore. I didn't want a pet. And I certainly don't want a cat. But I didn't even want a dog. But, you know, I have two sons and felt like, all right, let's get a dog. And so we brought them a dog. And, I mean, yeah, everyone loves a dog. It's a dog, right? The dogs are great to you. But the things people do to save their pets. I'm gonna show you a light in the mood video for you here. Don't do this. I mean, I'm impressed, but don't do this. What? The lady just shoved the bear off the wall. If Little Muffles is getting ready to get eaten by a grizzly bear, just say your goodbyes and say a prayer for him. You'll see him on the other side. Please don't attack a grizzly bear. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
This is an iHeart podcast.